Hello and welcome to Bookish Meet the Authors, part of the In the Limelight Network. I'm your host, Nisa, and joining me today is internationally renowned multimedia producer, supermodel, award-winning actress, and public speaker, Clarissa Burt, to talk about her uplifting book, Self-Esteem Regime. Hi, Clarissa.
Hi. Well, thank you. Nisa, you're doing such a great job as host of the Bookish show here on In the Limelight TV. And I knew when I first saw you, you were going to be extraordinary at what you're doing. And it looks like you're having a really great time doing it too. So thanks for the great job you're doing.
And thank you for the high praise. It means a lot.
Yeah, it's really great. I'm so glad to see you, you know, spread your wings and soar. It's awesome. We're talking about the book. The book dropped. It's really great. It's called The Self-Esteem Regime. Mm-hmm. It's an action plan for becoming the confident person you were meant to be. It's a book I've been wanting to write for a very long time. It finally is here, but not only Saturday. So 2 days ago, I was at Barnes & Noble here in Peoria, Arizona, which is Phoenix, basically, and for my very first book signing.
How was that experience? Was cool.
It really was great because it was, for me, I've definitely been on the book on the bucket list, and the book in Barnes & Noble was definitely, you know, another highlight for me. It's sort of like a crowning moment for all authors. Yeah. So that was great. I had a lot of traction at the store. Everyone from as young as 11 all the way up to 74 women and girls were stopping by. Yeah, they were stopping by and just talking, what's the book about? And so I'd go into the spiel and we got into some very engaging conversations, very uplifting conversations. And certainly the things that we do and don't want to do as we are living in happy, healthy self-esteem.
So in one of your videos, you mentioned that this book that you've been asked constantly, that this book feels like it's only geared towards women. Why do you think people automatically assume it's just for women and not for everyone?
Well, you know, I think self-esteem is something that, you know, first of all, nobody gets off the planet without some sort of, you know, issue, problem, conundrum, or quandary, right? So every guy I think I've ever met has got one for sure. But I think it's really more, I think it's more women that are more inclined to work on something as like self-esteem. I think women do a lot more comparing, which is self-esteem 101. You do not want to compare yourself to anyone else. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what you're looking at. I don't care what you see on social. There are definitely, the perception is what you make it out to be many times. So be real, real careful with that. You know, you get to be you this time around. And that's a really exciting place to be. You know, you get to do whatever you want, however you want, you've got a clean slate and you can, you know, you basically build whomever you want to be. And that's such a cool thing. I don't want to be anybody else.
That's true.
You know,
I think in the age of social media, this is even more important in that sense, because this is a thing that we hear a lot of people talking about is judging themselves off of social media. You have the influencers, you have all these people creating these images where they say, this is not a reality.
Right.
You can adjust how you take a picture. You can adjust. Yeah,
a lot of non-reality, actually. It's starting with all the different filters. You know, young girls are getting on there. And look, I mean, Instagram is going through a major ordeal right now to, you know, to make sure that people understand what is real and what isn't real. These filters have made us all look like, you know, we're a lot younger, a lot prettier. They're uplifting, you know, lips and eyes, and they're plumping.
But now it says on the top, it's a filter.
Yep.
It doesn't
exactly
allow you not to
exactly lie. So they're taking the steps to say, wait a minute, that's not reality. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with reality. You know, the perception of perfection is something that is really, I think, the bane of society right now. And especially our younger generations have to be really, really, really careful with that. Again, it's self-esteem 101, never to compare yourself to anyone else.
So is that why it was important for you to write a book about self-esteem, especially now?
Yeah, I think it was really important now also because we were coming right off of the Me Too movement, which I take my hat off to the girls that really are not, you know, in that worked hard on that movement, that stepped up for that movement, that put themselves in very uncomfortable places for that movement. A lot of people stepped up more in media. So they, you know, they really, they subjected themselves to a lot of criticism. And I have to take my hat off. You know, when I was a younger girl, much older than you are. But when I was younger, it was like, eh, it's just the way it is. You just have to close one eye, cross the street, pretend you didn't hear it.
Don't put as much attention in media. You could disappear slightly more than you can now
Don't pay attention to them. And obviously we're talking about men. And so it was always a pretend you didn't hear, see, or, you know, that whole monkey thing. No, see, no, I know, hear. And you know, so,
evil, hear no evil.
Yeah. That all of that. And so it's kind of the time where everybody's starting to speak up and speak out and say, wait a minute, this is not okay. So self-esteem is nothing more than, you know, feeling good about yourself and who you are at all times and in any situation. Mm-hmm. It's also something that I believe that is, if it's not in place and feeling pretty comfortable and strong, by the time your feet hit the ground in the morning, you're going to have a difficult time with a relationship with yourself, or definitely with everyone else, right? So, you know, there are very important things that I love all the affirmations that are in the book. And wait a minute. Let me tell you how powerful affirmations are. If you do them and continually do them, you start to redirect your subconscious, which is no easy feat.
No.
The second thing is mirror work. If you do the mirror work that's in there, that's another extremely powerful exercise to be doing to help to rewire the way you're already thinking about things. Remember that most of the things that we're thinking about come from tribe, our natal mentality, our tribe mentality, what we were taught at home. And we take that out into the world with no, you know, I call the self-esteem regime a manual, a mission, and a movement. That's because it is a manual of sorts. It's a book that will, and the regime is an organized way of doing things. So now you have a manual that has an organized way of doing things, teaching you how to all the different steps and 12 chapters that are pretty bite-sized chapters. They're very easy to read, but boy, are they chock full, because they give you all the information. Let's say a great amount of the information that you need to be able to start rewiring the way you are thinking about yourself, about where you came from, and about where you're going to.
So that's what makes this book different, so that it helps you create the habits that will help you, the foundation and the habits that will help you grow, instead of just basically putting a bandage over the situation, over what causes
it. Yes. And here's the other thing, you know, if this book is going to work for you, you're going to have to do the work. And the work sometimes is going to be uncomfortable. It's going to make you uneasy. It's going to make you not want to do it. You have to stick with the process, because the pot of gold is on the other side of the rainbow. You've got to get there. You know, you've got to get to that point. Another thing that's very difficult to do is to create boundaries. I mean, you say boundaries, it's the way you allow people. It's the language in which you speak, whether out loud or silently, by letting other people know how they can and cannot treat you. And you can set a boundary, Nisa, very calmly, very quietly, very softly, and very kindly. Doesn't have to be an angry kind of boundary, you know, all the drama. It's just, hey, you know, can we talk about what you just said just for a moment? Let me just tell you how that made me feel. Mm-hmm. Would you mind if I shared how it landed with me? And here's what it was, and here's the reason why. And if you, you know, can we kind of change that up? Would you mind? Mm-hmm. And that, you know, most people will probably be taken aback a little bit, you know, be like, wow, okay, that was kind of straight up. But that's the way you're going to change. These are some of the major changes that need to be done. And the way they will be done is by doing them on a constant basis, so that you are treated the way you know you deserve treated.
So I have one other question. Do you think, for you, is there a difference between self-confidence and self-esteem?
It's basically the same thing. Self-confidence is feeling really good and confident about the way you are living in happy, healthy self-esteem. So self-confidence is, you know, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you present, the way you speak, the words you use, the way you dress, the way you show up for other people. You know, that's being really confident. Self-aware is also catching yourself in any of the things that you may be doing right and the things you might be doing wrong. I talk about the daily demons that come in the book, and I get them every day. I have my daily demons are constantly in my ear. And that's where I say, well, I'm aware of that. So self-aware, being self-aware is knowing that that is happening when it's happening and stopping it in the moment. So they're all interrelated.
Yeah. That makes sense. No, because I always felt like for me, I struggle more. I have a certain level of self-esteem that's a little bit higher than my self-confidence, which I've noticed has helped me a lot. But I think it's the self-awareness that's the most important, because if you let those negative thoughts creep in, because you're your toughest critic, right, you're the one who can destroy yourself and convince you not to do something much faster than anyone else.
Right. Right. But the on the other side of the coin there is that you have to be able to pat yourself on the back and give yourself a whole bunch of kudos when you know you've done something really well. So, you know, you can't keep hitting the nail on the head, and expect a good outcome. You know, you have to be able to step into a self-love kind of place in again, a very happy, healthy way. And we're not talking about conceit here. We're talking about loving yourself. We're talking about self-love. We're talking about self-care. And so that's a really great place to be. It's a wonderful place to be.
And what is the thing you hope people take away from this book? What is the main thing you want them to take away?
The idea that self-esteem is not, you know, you're never going to go, 100% learned the lesson. I'm full of self-esteem now and I'm good for life. Nope. It doesn't work that way. And it doesn't work that way because life doesn't work that way. Life is full of ups and downs and ins and outs and, you know, relationships that are going to beat you up or bruise you. And I don't mean that always physically, but I mean, you know, mentally and emotionally, the, you know, you are always subjecting yourself to the elements, if you will, right? Yeah. And so you have to understand that it's an ongoing process, and that's okay, because you have the tools now and the resources you need to be able to be kind of happy, actually, that it's an ongoing process. Yeah. I mean, you know, why not? I mean, if I'm up leveling up all the time, if I'm reading a book that's making me better, if I'm taking an extra detox bath, if I am creating a new boundary, and setting a new boundary, if I am forgiving of, you know, the people that were the people that were my tribe and sort of maybe didn't set me off in the most healthy path, or, you know, sort of gave me labels that I know that were not mine, or called me names, even teasingly, you know, you got to be really careful with teasing people. You can't go overboard with that, because that's another nail in the head kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you start to believe it. So, I really think that you have to understand that it's something that you will be working on for a lifetime, maybe a little more now in the beginning, and you'll hone your tools and, you know, you won't need it as much later on. There's always going to be life coming at you, and you're going to have to, you know, navigate all the different things that will happen, things that will be said, relationships and the like.
But if you look at it, you are never the same person that you were 2 years ago, 10 years ago. You're never the same person.
Right.
But if you were, you would pay attention that life would move on, but without you, because no one else around you is going to stay the same. So if you stay the same,
right,
it's going to make it a lot harder.
Absolutely. And you're never going to stay the same, which is another reason why, you know, relationships do change and they do finish, because people do change. People move on. People learn different things. They learn in different ways. And you just have to know when you're staying in a relationship for the right reasons, and cut it when you know you're staying in it for the wrong reasons. Yeah.
So,
and that takes a lot of courage, a lot of courage.
It's not easy. It's not, like you said, it's an ongoing process.
And it's not always easy. That's right.
But your book is designed to give us the tools to help us continuously grow and be able to stay in that growth.
That's right. That's right. Exactly right. Yeah.
So we know that your book can be found at Barnes & Noble, but where else can they find your book? And people
can find it at Barnes & Noble, which, as I said, was really exciting, because I did have that, you know, that first book signing, and there's the beginning of the tour. So I'll be doing more of them now. And I really look forward to that.
So far away, or else I would have been next to you.
I know. But that is, it was really fun, because again, it was a bucket list thing for me. So, you know, again, check that off the list. I got the book done, and it was in Barnes & Noble, because that's a pretty big deal. I mean, got a New York City publisher. Wow. And then, you know, it became an audio book as well. The audio book is really great.
And you're going to do the audio?
I'm the one that did the audio. And then it was, you know, the fact that it's in Barnes and Noble, holy schmoly, that's a big deal. And then now that I'm starting the book tour in different, you know, Barnes and Nobles is really great. So awesome. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm really excited. And so Barnes and Noble, you can get it. You can get it at Amazon and also the audio at Amazon.
And where can they find you?
They can find me anywhere, basically. I mean, I'm at Clarissa Burt pretty much everywhere. I'm not on Snapchat, but everything else, everything else, even TikTok, I kind of started. I did my first live TikTok. TikTok, and it was a lot of fun. And yeah, we'll be doing more of that. Yeah.
And of course, are you going to be working on another book? Do you have any other ideas? Is this something that you see you want to do more of?
Well, I'd love to be able to see this become, now there's plenty of, you know, you're going to be journaling in here. So we got plenty of work to do with what's in the book. I'd like to see it also become a workbook so I can add some more things. But I would like to be able to do another self-esteem book or a book that has a, something to do with self-esteem that is not, because every chapter in here begins with a re word. I'd like to be able to find another prefix to be able to do another self-esteem regime, but with different, you know, a different prefix. So we'll see how it goes. This book has to do well. And then I'll go back to the publisher and say, hey, I've got another idea and let's do it. So that's where we are.
Well, that's amazing. Well, yeah. I am so, so happy for you. Thank this was you. So exciting to hear you talk about your book.
Yes.
And you can see that this is very important to you and that it means a lot just by hearing it in your voice.
It does.
And so, but thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Nisa. You're doing a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I wish you continued success in your book and that I hope you get to write those, that second, third.
I will. Part. I definitely, it's on the vision board.
Well, thank you everyone for joining me for Bookish Meet the Authors, and I hope to see you next time. Bye-bye for now.